Hi, this is Roy Jones with Man Talk Radio Podcast. Our mission is to break down the walls of race and denomination. Your chosen Truth Radio broadcast will be starting in just a few seconds. Thank you.
This is the Truth Network.
The following program contains sensitive content, including accounts of sexual abuse and suicide. Listener discretion is advised.
Previously on Lantern Rescue.
This is Child Sacrifice Month. You know, a lot of people, yes, counter trafficking can get high tech, but here we are going back to the Old Testament and Molech. In this particular country in West Africa, villages that are voodoo are kidnapping kids, and the images that I've been given already, and we're familiar with this, but didn't know it was a whole month. They take the organs out of the children, they cut the tongue out of the child, and they basically leave its body once they're done with the ritual. And so this doesn't happen in the 10 or 15. This happens in the hundreds, in this region.
Welcome to Lantern Rescue, a ministry program dedicated to bringing light into the darkness of human trafficking. It's time to light the way to freedom. This is Lantern Rescue. We tell the stories, we talk about rescues, and we empower you to do something about it. William Wilberforce once said, "Let it not be said I was silent when they needed me." This is Lantern Rescue.
Well, welcome to an amazingly special, I couldn't be more excited about this episode of Lantern Rescue, because you, the listeners, get to take part in what we're doing today. As this show is basically, as you'll discover, a prayer for Haiti and all that's going on there, which seems overwhelming, but God's not surprised by all that goes on. And so, Mark, I'll let you take it from there.
Thanks, Robbie. I'm excited to have this show today and for our listeners to participate in this with us, because I know our show is sometimes, we try not to be tactical in our conversation so that it's understood by all, but we end up still talking a lot about those kind of things. But I want everybody in our listener base, I want everybody who supports us to know that the absolute essential ingredient of everything that we have ever done as a team, as individuals, the kids that we've rescued, the people we've arrested, everything that's occurred is really a fruit of prayer. And, you know, first of all, I would have to say of all the countries I've worked in, and probably Alan and TC could say the same, and Deshaun Walter here on the show too, I don't know if I've prayed more than I ever have prayed in Haiti. Every single operation we've ever done there has just been, we've just had to start with prayer. And then in the middle of it, you know, we've had to pray. So when I come to the situation that we're at now with Haiti, and if somebody's new to the situation in Haiti, you need to read the news a little bit, catch up. You know, obviously we've got some pressing matters, even outside of the counter trafficking that's occurring there and our efforts there. We've got, you know, missionaries, American missionaries who are being held hostage. Including beyond that, there are American Haitians who are being held hostage that people may not be fully aware of. There are Dominicans who are being held hostage. There are gangs that are in a continual struggle for power. There is a short of everything from fuel to food, and the country is in a place that no country can stay this way. It's got to have change. And all of our efforts and different fronts and actions that we're taking have got to be covered in prayer. And so really the show, about 2 weeks ago, the Lord laid on my heart that, you know, we should just do a show where we just pray. And even before this show airs, there might be resolution to some of the issues in Haiti by the time this airs this weekend, but it still doesn't negate the fact that there are Christian brothers and sisters, both American and both Haitian, who desperately need our prayers. And we need to pray for this nation. So I thought about it for a little bit, and the Lord just laid, actually, these folks that are on the line, a couple others who weren't able to make it, but I'm excited to have each one of them. And I'm going to start by just having Sean, if you would introduce yourself, the organization you're with, and even tell us a little bit about yourself, Sean, because you're unique in that you lived in Haiti. So go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Sean, and I'm with the Hands and Feet Project. I've been working in Haiti in varying capacities, whether short-term back and forth or living there full-time since 2010. Like Mark said, seeing Haiti in its current state is troubling, to say the least. being on the ground a few months after the quake in 2010 really doesn't even compare to the Haiti that we see now. Not to say that the pain and heartache and all the death that was in 2010 was not weighty and painful, but today is different. The pains and the heartache and the turmoil is different, and only the Lord can break off these chains, because as we see, all the human hands involved, and the problems continue to mount.
So, Sean, tell us a little about yourself.
I've had my hands in lots of different opportunities and lots of different organizations and work opportunities, and for some reason, the Lord continues to place me in Haiti and allow me to work in Haiti. When we live there, I'm married, been married going on 18 years, and three kids while we were in Haiti. Now we have four, two bio, two adopted, served in the church world, served in the mission field, worked commercial construction. I've done all sorts of things, but Haiti has been kind of the constant point in my life that the Lord's used since 2010. And it's interesting to see how it's evolved, and I'm excited to see what the Lord has in store, not just in Haiti, but maybe in the DR or anywhere else that He would see fit to use me.
That's wonderful. It is. And also in the studio with me, actually, we have another prayer team member, is Walter. And so, Walter, can you kind of introduce yourself to our listeners?
Sure. My name's Walter Petty, and I have spent some time in Haiti working with a mission group building primarily orphanages. So that started, I guess, in 2010. I was there once before in the late 80s and didn't have a chance to go back for a while. But I started with a group there working on an orphanage in Haiti in 2010 up in Port-de-Paix. So I guess probably one of the things that stole my heart about those beautiful people is how much love and care they have for other Christian believers, because there are a few there, and my goodness, they struggle so much with what's going on, but they're the only ones with hope. And so that's good to see that you can spend time there with people and find people in that situation with a smile on the face because of what's in their heart. I guess the thing that spoke to me the most was once when I was leaving Haiti from there working on the orphanage. There was a family outside of the orphanage that tried to give their child to me to bring back with them. I realized then how desperate and how difficult life was in Haiti for most of those people, that a family would give up a child in hopes of a better life for them.
Wow. So we also have with us today our regular team members, Alan and TC. And so, Mark, you ready just to get down to the prayer part? And we'll start off with Alan.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey there, this is Alan. You know, when Mark mentioned the prayer session with the podcast, you know, my thought immediately went to God's people in Egypt when it comes to Haiti. You know, they were in Egypt for 400 years, you know, oppressed, and then God set them free. But the point here was that their hope, for 400 years, they had to maintain that hope that they were going to be delivered out of that oppression. So that's, I guess, my focus would be for hope, for the people of Haiti to have hope, given the current condition they're under and the situations they face. You know, they're being oppressed by so many different things, whether it's economics or gangs, the lack of leadership, the lack of government. The thing I would like to look at and pray for is for the people of Haiti to have hope and know that God's there and He can do anything. All you have to do is ask. He comes through. When you don't think there's a way, He shows you a way, and I'm not sure what that would be, but I know it'll come through for the people of Haiti. And that's where I'd like to start focusing the prayers, for the hope of the people of Haiti not to wane, but to be strengthened in God and what He's going to do for them, and by us joining them in prayer for that. I guess I can just start praying now. And I'm one of those guys, I believe that you ask the Lord, and He's going to come through. You know, it's not a worrisome prayer. It's just I know I'm going to pray, and I know God's going to hear me, and I know God's going to work His miracle. So I'd like to give that confidence to those people who are going to join me in prayer. Pray for hope. I'd like to start off and just say, Lord, I just thank You for being the God and being the creator and the giver of all things. And in this situation in Haiti, I just ask that Your hand be upon each and every one of those individuals that are being oppressed by Father, by forces that they seem are unable to conquer and work through. But I just pray that You will put in their heart and their mind and their soul that you are in control. You are all powerful. No one can exceed your power. No one can challenge you, Lord, in that you will bring these people to you and closer to you, and give them the hope and those times of desperation, Lord, just strengthen them by whatever means, whether it's people like us coming over there to help them and whatever it takes, Father, just to let them see that sparkle of hope and let it grow and mature and just be emboldened in their hearts, Father. That is my hope and my wish for the people of Haiti. I know you'll do it.
Amen. Amen. Sean?
Amen. One of the things that has been kind of just stirring in me over the past weeks is just this idea of the kingdom of God. And so as we look at Haiti and we see the darkness and the evil that is prevailing, we can often kind of lose sight that God's kingdom reigns. And so as Alan was his word and idea is hope, that's kind of that the kingdom of God would come. So let's pray. Yahweh, Father God, you are good, you are compassionate, and you are merciful. So as we look at Haiti, we can be troubled. We can often feel that you have forgotten your people. So, Lord, I pray that you would renew our hearts and minds and our faith and assurance in you and your kingdom. Father, I pray for our brothers and sisters in Haiti, Lord, that they would not lose sight of your kingdom, that they would not lose sight of the hope and the faith that they have in you and the power that Jesus can do in their lives and in their country. Lord, we trust that your kingdom is good, Lord, and we pray that it would reign on Haiti, Lord, that your kingdom would come on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we pray for Jesus to be mighty among your people. Lord, we pray for revival among the gangs. Lord, that you would do a mighty work in them, Lord, that their desire to rule with evil and fear, Lord, would be changed, and Lord, would they be a gang of love? Lord, would they see changes in their communities for what they want because of how you're working in and through them, Jesus? Lord, for the government or their lack of, for gas shortages, for food insecurity, Lord, for lack of work and just a sense of despair, Jesus, would your kingdom come? Would there be hope? Would there be light at the end of this dark road? And Jesus, would you give us as the American church a burden for Haiti, a burden for these countries that are without and that are in bondage? Would you burn our hearts not just to pray for them, Lord, but would you give us avenues to pursue how we can be involved in something outside of our bubbles and ourselves, Lord, that we would be participants in your kingdom coming to dark places? We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, we've got to go to a break. So when we come back, we'll have a lot more prayer. And you can join us with Walter and Mark and TC. Lantern Rescue is a USA-based organization that conducts international rescue operations for people suffering from human trafficking. Lantern specializes in sending former U.S. Special Operation law enforcement and intelligence personnel to partner with host nations and assist them in creating specialized units to combat ongoing security problems, such as genocide, terrorism, and human trafficking. As a nonprofit charity, they offer services free of charge to their host nations. Human trafficking has grown into the second largest criminal activity in the world, reaching an estimated $150 billion in annual activity. Lantern Rescue has developed rapidly to combat trafficking. Lantern operates through a trained international network in order to rescue women and children from sex and labor slavery and facilitates holistic aftercare services. They're gearing up for operations right now, and you can go to lanternrescue.org to see how you can support them financially.
The following program contains sensitive content, including accounts of sexual abuse and suicide. Listener discretion is advised.
Well, welcome back to Lantern Rescue and this very special prayer that we're doing today for the country of Haiti. And we're joined by Sean and Walter and Alan and TC and Mark. And so we've heard several prayers, but I guess it's Walter's turn. So Walter Petty, take it away.
Okay. Well, Lord, we just want to thank you for the opportunity of being able to come to the throne of grace and ask for your strength and your guidance in situations like we're dealing with in Haiti. God, it's only the changed hearts that will make a difference, and that can only be done by you. Father, we thank you for the commitment that you've and the promise that you've made us, and that you hear our prayers and you answer our prayers. God, we just we pray that you would continue to give the believers there hope and encouragement, and that your word would spread and grow, and that the hearts of people would be changed. God, that we would see the political and spiritual environment change in Haiti, and that you would supply the needs of the people there through the shortages of fuel and food. Lord, we hear the horror stories of hunger and pain and lack of medical care and the destruction and the evil of gangs. Father, I just pray that you would protect your people, that you would give them strength and peace during those times that they're facing these difficulties that are before them. Father, I pray for the hostages that are currently being held. I pray, God, that you would just encourage in them, in their hearts, and build in them the hope that you know all that's going on, and none of the trials and tribulations and the pains that we suffer are wasted. You will be glorified and honored through what is said and done. God, do the things that only you can do. Do the things that that meet the needs of these people that no one else can take credit for, Lord. Change the hearts of people. Give hope. Teach them dependency on you and give them protection in these difficult times. Lord, just continue to work among the volunteers and the people that go there to work to organize the right people at the right time for the right job, God, and give them the tools and strength necessary, Lord, that you might be glorified in all things. In Christ's name.
Amen. Amen. So we are now also joined by TC. And TC, before you pray, I'm wondering about, you know, what your heart is for those people as you're so close to the situation.
My heart for the Haitian people started on some of our trips there. You know, Haiti's a tough spot. It has been. But we were always impressed by the great people that we met there. Every time we went, people who cared about their country, cared about justice, cared about kids and oppression and things like that. And so I was always encouraged to go. That, and really, we never heard complaints from them doing the work. So I've been impressed with the heart of good people there trying to do great things. And I feel bad for them now. It's tough. They're in a very tough spot. And so that's what I think of, you know, our inability to get back there and do some of the things that we used to do. It makes me sad, really.
Wow. So if you would just go ahead and start praying.
Father, I do pray for the Haitian people. And you know that you have your church there. You have your church everywhere, and Haiti is no exception. So we do pray for the church, as has already been mentioned. And through the church, I pray that, you know, justice is brought back there, that some of the corruption that is there would be suppressed through your church, through your people living righteously and doing justice as you have commanded us so often in Scripture. I pray that for them. I pray that they have a heart for it and that they're able to endure in the path and pursuit of justice for, you know, for the oppressed there, for themselves. I pray for the hostages as well. It's all related. You know, the fact that there's so much kidnapping and corruption, those sorts of things. I just continue to think of your passion for justice, for oppressed people, for those who are needy, and for those who just cannot take care of themselves until they get back on their feet. So my heart's cry to you is that you will promote justice there, that you will enable your church to stand tall and strong for the oppressed. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, TC. And Mark?
One thing that I think everybody has said here is the impression that the Haitian people have left on us. Over the years, I've been able to work there with our counter-trafficking efforts. But prior to that, I was able to build orphanages, I've built churches. I've taken men to go and provide water throughout the southern part of the island. And I will say, of all the countries that I've been in, which are enormous in number, honestly, from Iraq to Syria to Africa to Asia, I have never met believers like I've met in Haiti. Honestly,
yes.
I haven't.
Yep.
There is something special about the Christian community in Haiti. It is amazing. I remember standing in a service one time and hearing a senator, who is also a pastor in that nation, lead a prayer revival for his country. Mm-hmm. This was about 2 years ago. And I thought, man, if Americans prayed with an ounce of what this man is praying mm-hmm. for his nation, how much greater would America be? You know, the revival that could happen in our own nation. So I would just comment to say, and I think the guys and everybody on here would agree, I've never met Christians as strong as I have in Haiti. And so it's hard to watch what's happening there. But I tell you, I know this. God says, I think as Walter prayed, hey, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace. Why? That we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Mm. And so, Robbie, I'm just going to bow my head here in this truck and begin praying. And thank you guys for joining us. Thank you to the listeners who are hanging in there with us. I hope that as they're driving to work, wherever they're at, listening, that they are praying the prayer for the Christians in Haiti and for the country of Haiti. Father, Haiti is so divided right now. There are just so many grievances. There's so many complaints. There's so much political distrust. There's so many issues with gangs. There's so many people on all sides of different issues. And I really know that all of them feel they're not being given justice. And there seems to be a tremendous loss of a common goal and vision for the nation of Haiti. There seems to be something lacking that would unite them. Lord, I ask that your spirit would travel throughout the land of Haiti, that it would raise up true leaders of integrity, that it would communicate your values, your vision, and those powerful Christians that we all talk about on this show that we know, that you would give them a super value and vision that they can, that they are able to transmit and translate to the masses there, and that people would hear their voices and not the voices of the gang leaders. I pray that rather than rebellion and resisting, you would place in people's heart the willingness to listen to and follow those there that have good counsel, those leaders that have good direction, those leaders that have a righteous heart. There's so much rebellious right now there. There's so much rebelliousness. They need a turnaround. And so, Lord, today we're just honoring you because we are lifting up and praying that there would be a revival in Haiti. And just like our country, just like every country in the world, that starts with couples and families, that they would be strengthened, that there would be unity beginning in the home. Father, you are a righteous king. And I know, too, in Haiti that, Father, I know there are missionaries who are being persecuted. There are Christians who are being persecuted. And I confess, right now, we sit in comfort in America. There is no danger personally on me in this moment. But, Lord, there's danger for my brothers there, my sisters there. We live in a country where the worst thing that can happen to me might just be a flat tire or a little bit of discrimination on social media. Lord, how easy we have it. Whereas right now, my brothers and sisters in Haiti, they are experiencing a lack of protection. They're experiencing a hopelessness. And even as Alan prayed that, Lord, we have to give hope to these people. We cannot forget them. The Apostle Paul says that to live is Christ, but to die is gain. And I know that heaven would be a relief and a wonderful place for some of the Haitians. That's how they feel. Lord, just as Walter shared, that the willingness to give up your child because you're so desperate. Can we imagine that, Lord? Help those people not to lose the hope that you are with them, that you have not forsaken them. Lord, I pray that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that it be done in Haiti. I pray that the American government, that my nation, that it would attempt to exercise more pressure for those who are being held hostage, that it would reach out to the international bodies, and that it would direct an effort to fix the wrongs in Haiti. Help us as Americans and my country to be a force for justice on behalf of the groups that are being mistreated there. I pray that I would remain mindful, that we would remain mindful of every man and woman in Haiti that we know personally, that we will not let them be forgotten, and that we would exercise whatever influence we can have, that we would exercise that influence on their behalf. And so it's in Jesus' merciful name that I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And for those of you listening, oh my goodness, what an opportunity you have to share this episode, right, and this prayer, so that other people will join us in prayer. You can hear the passion of all these people that are in the, and connected to the situation. So as the Lord puts it on your heart, share this episode. Share with your friends what you heard, that more and more people will be praying for Haiti. And as I close this in a short prayer, Lord, thank you that you are raising up such amazing, wonderful people. And I do pray with all my brothers that they would see this glimmer of light, this hope that you've instilled in all of them, to know that that is you and you're on your way. I pray that they would sense your coming and that they would feel you rising up a leader, someone to get behind like Moses, that would raise them up to give them freedom from sin and all those kind of things, not just from what they're experiencing in their country. And I thank you that real salvation is available to all of us because of what your son did. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
This is the Truth Network.